Hi, this is Jack Shalom. In our Poetry Corner this week, we highlight the poems of American-Canadian Molly Peacock as performed by Arts Express favorite Mary Murphy. Molly Peacock exemplifies the philosophy of why do or be just one thing. Whether she's writing as a poet, biographer, essayist, or novelist, her multi-genre literary life is infused with both playfulness and rigor. We're very happy to be able to present some of her poems to you. Molly's latest poetry collections are The Analyst Poems and Cornucopia, New and Selected Poems, published by W.W. Norton and Company. She is a former president of the Poetry Society of America and poet in residence at the American Poets Corner. And New Yorkers will be happy to know she's the founder of Poetry in Motion on New York subways and buses that make our ride so much more pleasant. She's also the founder of the series The Best Canadian Poetry. And now poems by Molly Peacock, read by Mary Murphy.
The Cliffs of Mistake. To know you're making a mistake as you make it, yet not be able to stop, is to step off a cliff, expecting to scramble backwards and up through the air to stand on the outcrop you step from, even though it can unhappen as you backpedal wildly with the second step, looking far, far below onto the moraine of pain you anticipate later, which is now only the shock of recognizing the result there's no leaping back from. Oh God, and this is only a metaphor. Might this be what metaphors are for? To say what it's like before you hit what it is. Our minor art. We make love better unobserved. Not that we'd ever throw the new cats off the bed. We let them sit there, turning their backs, but listening anyway. We don't move in bed quite with the freedom we might without them. But the fact that they stay is like being visited by minor gods. And we love the minor. It inspires us because we like being close to its genius, something we might come to understand beyond our human bounds, but near to our kind. Not like the major, a capitalized god, for instance, or uppercase art. Those are beyond us. Yet our transformation here in bed is art, something best made unobserved, even by the cats, who leap off as we forget them and ourselves. Commands of Love. The tragedy of a face in pain is how little you can do for it, because it is so closed. Having lain outlined in knives, afraid to move. It cannot move, and therefore cannot love. This is why we say it is a mask, for the face is so frozen by hurt and fear, it is unable to ask for help. You can do nothing but stay near. This is why we hover over those in pain, doing things unasked for and unwanted, hoping simply with our bodies to cover pain, as if to protect it. Better to go away. But by asking for help, pain is erased, for the face opens to say what it has to say, and a beauty of concentration overcomes it. The pain is saying outwardly what it is. The help it asks for is what overcomes it. Help me on with this dress. Get me a glass of water. Look, I've made a mess. Both the face of pain and the face of the one riveted to it in relief believe there's still something to get, something to be done. Couple Sharing a Peach. It's not the first time we've bitten into a peach, but now at the same time, it splits, half for each. Our then is inside its now. Its halved pit unfleshed, what was refreshed. Two happinesses unfold from one joy, folioed. In a hotel room, our moment lies with its ode inside. A red tinge with a hinge. A face, a cup. The thousand hairline cracks in an aged face match the hairline cracks in an aged cup and come from similar insults. Careless, base, self-absorbed gestures from a younger face, cruel and fine. Bang! Each disturbed trace deepens to a visible crack. A breakup, a mix-up, a wild mistake. These show in a face, like the hairline cracks in an ancient cup. Neither wholly broken nor all used up, the cup becomes a visage, unstable. One never knows what will crack it open and finish it. Banged too hard on a table? Yet happiness might crack a face open in a better way. Hairline tracery as laugh lines releasing the joys of ancient thoughts cupped into use. And suddenly, able. Altruism. What if we got outside ourselves, and there really was an outside out there? Not just our insides turned inside out. What if there really were a you beyond me? Not just the waves off my own fire. Like those waves off the backyard grill you can see the next yard through, though not well. Just enough to know that off to the right belongs to someone else, not you. What if, when we said I love you, there were a you to love as there is a yard beyond to walk past the grill and get to? To endure the endless walk through the self, knowing through a bond that has no basis, for ourselves are all we know, is altruism. Not giving, but coming to know someone is there through the wavy vision of the self's heat. Love become a decision.
Why I am not a Buddhist.
I love desire, the state of want and thought of how to get.
Building a kingdom in a soul requires desire.
I love the things I've sought. You in your beltless bathrobe, tongues of cash that lull from my billfold.
And love what I want, clothes, houses, redemption. Can a new mauve suit equal God? Oh no. Desire is ranked. To lose a loved pen is not like losing faith. Acute desire for nut gâteau is driven out by death. But the cake on its plate has meaning. Even when love is endangered and nothing matters. For my mother, health. For my sister, bereft wholeness. But why is desire suffering? Because want leaves a world in tatters? How else but in tatters should a world be? A columned porch set high above a lake. Here, take my money. A loved face in agony, the spirit gone. Here, use my rags of love.
And you've been listening to The Poetry of Molly Peacock, read by Mary Murphy. Thanks to Molly Peacock and W.W. Norton for permission to air the poems. Molly's website can be found at mollypeacock.org, and there you can find out more about all the wonderful projects and writing that she's doing and how to order her books. This is Jack Shalom for Arts Express with host Prairie Miller.